A woman we shall refer to as Jen, to protect her privacy, says she was raped at the age of 16 and is now an activist against child marriage and gender-based violence. Speaking during the launch of the 16 Days of Activism on Wednesday, Jen said a classmate who was a close friend invited her to his home and raped her. For several months, Jen says she did not know she was pregnant.
When my mom asked me, that's when I realized that I really carry a baby in my womb. My father was working far away, and my mom was the one taking care of me at home. And by that time, the message reached to my father, and he actually decided to ask his brother to take this issue seriously, to send me to that boy who pregnanted me with the pain and anger that I'm feeling. Had to leave my father home to go and start a new life with a boy who not only caused a pain but had robbed my me of my future and every dreams I had ever had.
Jen says when she was about to give birth, she asked for permission to go to her parents' home and never returned to the boy's home. Jen says after giving birth, she convinced her uncle to support her so she could go back to school. She later began working in a hair salon, earned some money, and now studies law. Jen says she hopes to use her knowledge to help other women and girls who suffered similar abuse to find justice. According to Gender-Based Violence Information Management System, GBVIMS, annual report for 2019, 41% of reported gender-based incidents were physical violence, 24% emotional, and 16% were sexual violence. At a panel discussion during the same event, United Nations Resident Humanitarian Coordinator Alain Nodehu said thousands of gender-based violence incidents were reported this past year.
In South Sudan, the Gender-Based Violence Information Management System, covering the period of 1st of January to 30th of September 2020, reported 6,295 cases of gender-based violence, where 97% of the victims are women and girls. However, let us not forget that this is only the tip of the iceberg, because there are many, many more unreported cases that we know of.
Nodehu says many women do not report sexual violence due to the stigma society attaches to the incident and the perception that reporting is a waste of time because victims will not see justice. Gender, Child and Social Welfare Minister Aya Benjamin Warile says gender-based violence survivors need more support.
I'm appealing to everybody to invest in survivors of gender-based violence. Let's invest in programs that will support them to restore their dignity, to restore their livelihood, to build their capacity. Let's invest in community-based organizations and civil society organizations who carry out advocacy. Let's invest in institutions that enact and enforce laws.
Rebecca Nyandeng Demabior, Vice President for the Gender and Youth Cluster, called for concrete efforts to reduce sexual violence in South Sudan.
There is a need for more accountability from authorities. There is need for access to justice and rehabilitation for the activism or for victims. There is need for more investment towards gender equality programs. And we must tackle harmful cultural practices at the grassroots in collaboration with the chiefs, the elders, and community leaders.
Speaking at the event, Norway's ambassador to South Sudan, Kaspersen Siv, says men need to be included in awareness campaigns and teach other men to reject rape and child marriage.
The battle of ending violence against women cannot not be a battle that women are fighting alone. Men are and must be part of that struggle by supporting and protecting victims, by stopping other men from harming women, and by changing the culture that permits rape and child marriages.
The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence began on November and ends on December 10th with a series of activities in all states across the country. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.